question. Okay, first, the last question, because I will be shorter, leader and so on. Yeah, I mean it in a quite naive, totally serious way. I have a hypothesis which freezes the blood of many of my friends. If you want to have a real popular mobilization beyond, above the standard bureaucratized party politics, you need a charismatic leader. The biggest proof is Chavez himself. And I totally reject this liberal game, oh, this means I want a new Stalin or whatever, whatever. No, sorry, there are genuine charismatic leaders who are not Stalin or whatever and so on. And we shouldn't be blackmailed here. Last thing, now comes the truly problematic point. I think, and this will be something that many of you will not agree, as much as I support, as long as it goes, this dream of non-representative immediate democracy and so on and so on, I don't believe that different forms of local self-organization and so on, whatever, communal cooperations and so on, have the potentials to universalize themselves. I'm here, shamelessly I'm saying back from Marx to Hegel. We need to reinvent the state. We need more than ever a strong regulative state. I wish you all the well with your Crete commune, and it will be maybe a nice tourist attraction, like they are now the Zapatista. Sorry, no, I seriously mean it. What do you believe in? That there will be some kind of direct sense that local communes with... Yeah. And I know what I'm talking about. I was there. It's the moment he started to play moral authority, he was totally integrated. They love him. The most corrupted politicians love him, and so on and so on. It's, for me, intellectual tourism. It lost the moment, the path he has chosen. Here, I must say, I'm totally opposed to his official ideologies. Who was here, I think? John Holloway or who? No? Oh, no, sorry, met him in London, yes. Who said, let's, for example, Holloway also tried to appropriate the Greece protest. He said, I was in Greece and it was wonderful. A park was proclaimed liberated zone, and they put on the entrance gate to a park in Athens an inscription, entrance prohibited to capitalism and so on. And I answered him, if I were to be the most corrupted capitalist, idea of these parks. It's wonderful. You have a closed space where people feel to be free, so that then they work even better on Monday when they return to their office. You see, that's what I'm saying. I think that the greatest, most dangerous dream of the left was precisely this idea of some type of immediate self-transparence, direct democracy, where finally people will get rid of all alienated forums and so on, and directly self-organize themselves. Show me one, only one example where it worked for more than 2-3 months. Yeah, for 2 months, yes. For 2 months, yes. I don't want that. I want to be in power, sorry, for life. Yeah, no, I'm quite serious here, because, you know, that's what I was saying before. I don't like these enthusiastic moments. Oh, for 2 months people are in power, and then what? And then you meet once a year in a cafeteria and have nostalgic memories. How wonderful they were those months. But then in the middle of those nostalgic memories, your phone rang. Sorry, I have to run back to my bank now. The boss is calling me and so on. I want the left to offer an actual alternative for the daily life when the enthusiasm is over. I want the left to be able to change things at the most everyday common life level. You cannot have all the time this enthusiastic participatory democracy mobilization. Let's be frank, I don't want to be mobilized politically all the time. I want an anonymous power which, in a relatively efficient, non-corrupted way, does its job so that I can do my crazy philosophy, and maybe your president can do his boring symphonies or whatever he's doing. I mean, you see my point? That's for me the true challenge of the left. Don't fall in love with this enthusiastic moment of, oh, it's immediate democracy. Yes, it is for 2 months. Give me any other. What will you tell me? Cultural revolution in China or whatever. Give me one example where it worked so that it also survived passage to, how should I call it, when things return to normal. I'm just saying that I have serious doubts that this immediate, as the Germans call it, Räterepublik, that immediate council Soviet organization, that it has the potential to universalize itself. For example, I was in Latin America. I know the situation. I spoke with Linera, who it said that he's not here, he's in my friend. And he made this clear to me that he told me that with all this local self-organization that they have in Bolivia, he told me that his big lesson is that to have a really functioning local direct democracy, you need a very well organized state background, providing basic safety, the whole educational system, and so on and so on. Now, I'm not saying we should keep the old bourgeois state. I'm saying we should reinvent also these large-scale mechanisms.